I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. Tuesday, October 1st, is Election Day in Juneau. Polls open at 7 a.m. and close at 8 p.m. Voters are deciding who will serve on 4 seats on the Juneau Assembly and 2 seats on the Juneau School Board. They will also settle 3 separate but related ballot propositions having to do with funding intended for improvements to Centennial Hall and a new Juneau Arts and Culture Center. While the ballot is pretty straightforward, there are always some unintuitive parts of the process that are baked into Juneau's election codes. In the Juneau Assembly races this year, there are 4 candidates seeking 4 seats, so it's not competitive in the normal sense. But for the 2 people seeking the Assembly District 1 seats, one seat comes with a full 3-year term, and the other one is only for 1 year. That shorter 1-year term is what remains from Jesse Keel's re-election in 2017. Keel had to resign from the Assembly after being elected to the State Senate in 2018. According to city election codes, the District 1 candidate who receives the most votes will get the full term, and the other candidate will be up for re-election next year. It sounds straightforward. The voters who live in District 1 have 2 choices. Some will vote for Candidate A, and some will vote for Candidate B, right? Well, no, not exactly. First, let's look at what the districts mean in Assembly elections. The city is divided into 2 geographic districts. This year's sort of competitive District 1 covers downtown Juneau, Thane, Douglas, Lemon Creek, and the airport area. But even if you live in Auk Bay or off Mendenhall Loop Road in District 2, you're expected to vote in the District 1 race. That's because in Assembly elections, living within a district is a requirement for the candidates, not the voters. Each eligible voter in Juneau is supposed to vote in the area-wide District 1 and District 2 Assembly races. Also, Juneau voters aren't so much picking who will get the longer term in District 1 as much as not picking the person who will get the short term. Each voter can vote twice in the District 1 race, but they can't give their preferred candidate both votes. To avoid a tie, at least one District 1 voter must abstain from casting one of their votes or write someone else in. The school board races are more straightforward. 2 seats, 4 candidates who are all at large. The 2 candidates who get the most votes win. For our election guide and election night coverage, go to ktoo.org/elections or listen to KTOO at 104.3 FM at 9 p.m. Sample ballots, polling locations, and other voter information is available on the city's election website. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.